It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. The city is supposed to hold landlords accountable for problems with the housing they rent out. But what happens when landlords don't fix problems and city agencies say their hands are tied? WNYC's Sophia Chang has more.
Justin Ramirez and his two young children rent a bedroom in a house on Blake Avenue in a flood-prone area called The Hole near the Brooklyn-Queens border. He's found rats burrowing through the shared kitchen. The plumbing pipes in the bathroom were taken out years ago and replaced with what looks like garden hoses.
They're devastated. You know, I got my kids. That's the reason I want to get out of here. They could be getting sick.
The neighborhood was built on a creek bed and isn't connected to the city sewer system. So the house Ramirez lives in has a septic tank that leaks out sewage during storms. His landlord, Frank Solicito, has been investigated by the city for mold, pest infestations, and leaking sewage at another property he owns just a few blocks away. Last month, WNYC reported on the violations at that home on Amber Street, where tenants have pressured the city and Solicito to make repairs and relocate them to better apartments. Solicito declined to comment specifically on conditions at the Blake Avenue house, but he said in the past he only takes care of tenants who pay their rent. The city says they can't do anything without a current complaint from a resident. Ramirez says he complained to 311. The Department of Building says it received one complaint in 2021, but their inspector wasn't allowed access to the house. No inspection was ever done.
It's a blame game.
Leah Goodridge, a housing attorney at the Mobilization for Justice Advocacy Group, says the city needs a system to force landlords to fix serious problems as soon as it becomes aware of them. And violations shouldn't be dependent on tenants stepping forward.
I think that there's a better way to handle scenarios where the city becomes aware of violations or potential violations other than ignoring them, because there is too much at stake.
In the meantime, Ramirez is packing up and looking for a safer home for his kids. He's even thinking about going to a family shelter.
I was told it might be a bit better than what you're currently going through right now.
The city urges residents facing similar issues to report the problems to 311. Sophia Chang, WNYC News.